Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yesterday's reports featured IU senior quarterback Richard Lego and quarterback coach Nick Sheridan. Today, we focus on some of Lego's targets as we catch up with wide receiver Jayshon Harris. Coming off of two knee surgeries, he's back in Indiana's lineup here for 2017.
Definitely felt great getting out there, being a part of the team again, you know, practicing. Knees feeling very strong right now, so I'm very thankful for that. Oh, yeah, that was definitely something I was thinking about our first live period. Like, it's been a while since I've taken a lick, so. But in my mind, you feel me, I'm out there. I feel like I'm 6'5", 220 pounds, so none of those guys scare me when it comes to the live tackles. We definitely have a bunch of guys. I mean, everyone's familiar with Sidney Cobbs and Nick Westbrook and what they did in the season. But we have a bunch of young guys who are just working right now, working hard. Everyone wants to, you know, become the best receiving corps in the country, and that's our goal. And we're striving every day to work and get and achieve that goal.
What's been the key to camp recently?
Definitely getting our tempo up to speed. I like how we want it. And each and every day we're working at that, understanding the plays to where we can run them out of any position. I could go outside or the outside guys can go inside. So definitely knowing the playbook, that'll definitely help us out. But that's exactly what we need to get.
Receiving punts, is that timing off because you really haven't been out there doing that, or is that something you just fall right back into the swing of things?
After my first year, you know, I was a little nervous every time I was back there catching a punt. But last spring, I just, for some reason, figured out some way to make it simple and easy. And I've been doing that ever since. So now I just go back there. I feel confident, like I never missed a punt. So.
Jayshon Harris will provide Richard Lego with an outlet on Indiana's offense and the speed to get deep if needed, plus sure hands on the punt team. David Glass in the zone tonight at 6. Reds baseball in Chicago against the Cubs at 8. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part two of our reports, we stay with the wide receiver core. Luke Timian checks in with us. The redshirt junior gives us an update on how Richard Lego's progressing in camp, what the wide receiver core brings to the table, and the multiple ways they'll be able to hurt defenses.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps just knowing that he has some playmakers on the outside. So if he ever gets in a bind, he can just, you know, maybe throw one up, let us go make a play for him. But just, you know, that experience that's coming back, we've kind of created a rhythm, you know, those top six guys with him. So that's where we're trying to get those younger guys to get that rhythm with him too, and then we'll all be on the same page. Consistency. Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, not just have a good day one day and then, you know, fall off a little bit the next day, just trying to make plays every single day, do, you know, everything I can for this team.
How nice is it to have Jayshon Harris back with the team, and what does he look like here in fall camp?
Well, he's still so fast, which is crazy because, I mean, two injuries like that, you'd think that, you know, his speed would be a little less, but it's not. I think he might even be faster, which is crazy. But just he brings speed, playmaking ability, it's quick. Simi and Nick can go up and get the ball, so, you know, those big guys are going to create mismatches for those corners on the outside, and then me and Jayshon are going to bring some speed to the inside, so there'll be quite a few weapons out there.
With a senior quarterback and a deep wide receiving core, it's easy to see why the Hoosiers feel optimistic about their passing game moving into 2017. Well, they'll put it all on the line opening night, August 31st. Thursday night, 8 p.m. on ESPN against the Ohio State Buckeyes, national TV, and now we learn the MegaCast, coverage on multiple ESPN outlets. Busy Wednesday night for you on the airwaves. Dave and Glass in the zone at 6. Reds and Cubs tonight at 8. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.